Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. Hello, everyone. It's 9:01 p.m., and I'm doing the show on Tuesday night. And usually, as of late, I've been doing the show Wednesdays at 11 a.m. It's just because I have some things to do tomorrow. But I did want to talk about a few things. I haven't done a show for about 2 weeks. The last show I did was September the 24th, and I talked a lot on that show about energy and what's been going on with humanity energy-wise. And I also did a show September the 19th on Friday, which was an unusual time too, at 11 a.m. So it's important you go back to listen to those shows. Especially if you haven't really been listening to the Fifth Dimensional Living show. We talk about Fifth Dimensional Living, we talk about a different type of consciousness and the ascension of humanity into a different consciousness. It's actually not a different consciousness, it's the consciousness that humanity had before a fall. You know, you may have heard about it. It's documented in a lot of ancient books. So the consciousness that humanity had eons ago was totally different. We're light beings, we're beings of love, and because of being in 3D, it's a polaric reality. And so if there is really good, there's also real evil. If there's dark, there's light. So it's basically created opposites. And as we're expanding energy over the last few years. It's been shifting this, and humanity is basically trying to create balance within themselves and to balance that masculine, feminine, light, dark energy and, you know, love and hate and all those different things. Recently, I talked about it on last week's show and the show before. The energy has been pretty fiery. We've gone through many different phases. You know, first back in January and some of those earlier months of the year in water signs, and then we went into earth signs, and now we're going into, you know, fire signs. And today on the show, I also want to talk a little bit more about the lunar eclipse that's happening tomorrow. I talked a bit about it on last week's show, and I've talked about it, I think, way back in January even, you know, just the significance. It's one of the blood red moons, and many people think that when there's four blood moons at a specific time, it's going to be the end of days, but like I was saying on the show, I see it as a new beginning. So this full moon that's occurring tonight in Aries is a war sign. So it's a time where, you know, there's a lot going on in the world and there's a lot of ruckus and we're releasing a lot of energy. Humanity speaking their truth. Though this happens October the 8th, and I'm just trying to see what time it happens in Eastern time. It's close to 6 o'clock in the morning at 5:51 a.m. So, you know, just go check exactly what time it is and be up to be able to see it. So the moon will, it'll be a total blood red moon, hunter moon, you know, because it's the time of the year where people go out and hunt for animals for the winter. At this time, when the eclipse is happening, the moon will be totally submerged, so it should be pretty interesting. And in North America, it'll be able to be seen quite well. It says far western Alaska and Aleutian Islands, it's, it really be able to see it there. But in Asia, it's at sunset, so it's basically in one hemisphere it's happening at sunrise, and then the other one is happening at sunset, so it's kind of interesting too. This is supposed to be a really rare eclipse. So it just says here, watch the full-looking moon on the night of October the 7th and 8th rise in the east as the sun goes down. Like any full moon, the hunter's moon will shine all night long. It'll soar highest in the sky around midnight and set in the west around sunrise. And who will see this lunar eclipse? And apparently it's going to last nearly an hour. And it... the umbral eclipse precedes totality by about 1 hour and 10 minutes and follows totality by about the same period of time. So the moon takes about 3 1/3 hours to completely sweep across the Earth's dark shadow. North America, northeastern South America, Pacific Ocean, New Zealand, Australia, and Eastern Asia are in good position worldwide to catch the total eclipse of the moon on the October the 8th. If you live in the Americas, Hawaii, the total eclipse happens before sunrise, October 8th. In the world's eastern hemisphere, the total eclipse happens after sunrise, like I said. A very light penumbral eclipse comes before and after the dark umbral stage of the lunar eclipse. This sort of eclipse is so faint that many people won't even notice it. The penumbral eclipse would be more fun to watch from the moon, where it would have been seen as a partial eclipse of the sun. So, are you going to stay up tonight? Usually moons are that are full moons have special significance, but, you know, being a lunar eclipse, it has even more significance. And what happened on October 5th, we went into Mercury retrograde, which has us looking at things. So that just started, and right now eclipses that happen when we go through Mercury retrograde are even more significant because they awaken us to things that we have to look at. And I do believe this has something to do with materialism and how we see money, okay? So, you know, if you want to find out a little bit more information, you can go to many different sites. This one particular site is Earth Sky, and it's total eclipse of the moon tonight. So that's pretty amazing. So it's happening, and people should be able to see it if it's, you know, the skies aren't too cloudy in many different places. Just going to see if anybody's in the chat room. I noticed there's a few people on. It is a live show, so you can call 646-200-4169, and my name is Diane. Maybe there's some people that haven't listened to the show for a while. I was getting the message before the show, it's time to take back control. So last week I was talking on the show that I did on the 24th, so that actually was 2 weeks ago. I was talking about the energy. It wasn't stagnant. It was gathering up and allowing us to build up energy within ourselves, you know, to be able to deal with the expansion that we're going to be going through very soon, or especially humanity is going through very soon. December the 15th, there's the 6th of the Uranus-Pluto squares, which kind of follow after, each one follows after a Mercury retrograde and allows us to look at things and then go beyond and expand. So we've in April, we went through the throat chakra expanding, and now humanity is going through not the third eye expansion, because that has to do with 3D reality and a whole different thing, but the forehead chakra. And last week, I talked a lot about, you know, the forehead chakra. You know, please go back and listen to that. I will try to talk about it a little bit today on the show if I can, if I have time. I was also getting a message, keep your light shining brightly. You know, humanity is accelerating and taking in more light, which means that as we expand and our energy expands, we vibrate at a higher frequency. And when that happens, our physical being actually shifts, okay? And what's happening when... you know, this lunar eclipse happens, especially at sunrise or sunset, you know, something is being revealed, okay? So I think partially it is the expansion of light, of white light, because when I was talking about the forehead chakra last week, especially the middle part of it, it's where we take in white light, and you know, it, and that light breaks down, and it's used in our body, and basically, it's an energy source, okay, within the body. Also, the solar plexus energy shifting too. You know, there's many different areas of the body that are changing. You know, it's about taking in light. It's about having things revealed to us. It's about seeing things in a different light. And it's time to take back control. It has to do with finance and how we've run our money system and how we've let other people control it. And it's time to take back that control right now. I am also seeing, you know, over the last few days, especially since that retrograde happened, you know, it's like the energy speeds up and then it turns around and goes back the other way. But what I've seen is it's actually what within humanity, the energy was kind of standing like pulsating, but now it's speeding up again. So there's some pretty amazing things going to happen. When I was in Florida doing some energy work at the towards the beginning of September to mid-September, I was seeing a lot of water energy when I was there, and I was working with water energy. But I was also seeing, like, Titanic energy, too. You know, I was sort of at the site where the Titanic happened, but also I've actually been in the house near Lake Simcoe in Ontario that this person owned that was actually one of the survivors of the Titanic. It's pretty neat because there's murals all over the ceiling that has to do with this energy. So I am seeing water energy, and you know, the moon lunar energy is the feminine energy that, you know, that subconscious energy that we have within us, and knowing is going to be revealed when we open up the forehead and then we progress to having the crown chakra open in 2015. But, you know, some of us have had already have them open, but I'm talking about humanity in general, okay? So I was just seeing something about... the reason I'm talking about the Titanic energy and the energy and that water energy is lunar energy is also feminine energy, just like water energy. And this was really getting fueled at that time. But it's sort of like what's going on right now is there's Libra balancing energy, there's water energy, and then there's fire energy with this Aries full moon. So it's pretty amazing time. You know, there's many articles out there and many different points of view on different things, but just know that there's a lot of action going on right now. I was talking on the show last week about seraphim angels that are coming to the Earth October the 23rd when the solar eclipse is happening. But this energy tonight and tomorrow, you know, depending on where you are, October the 7th to the 8th, is an activating energy. And it's important that we be aware of, how do I say this, of our responsibilities, and know that we're releasing a lot of this energy. And a lot of it is anger and a lot of karmic energy. And it may show up as warlike kind of energy, but we do have the ability to control that. I was doing a lot of intentions a couple of weeks ago when I did that last show about that we step up to the plate and we, you know, take responsibility and, you know, release that energy in a positive way. So, you know, and I just, you know, anybody that's listening, we, and you have any idea about manifesting, we have the ability to manifest what we want, and especially as a collective, you know, we can do that. And if we want not to have war, and we don't focus on it, right? We focus on the things that we do want. And this lunar eclipse is going to allow us to really manifest what we want. So it's important to look at your relationships right now. What do they reveal to you? What is this lunar eclipse allowing you to see? What is it opening up within you to have understanding with? You know, I know that some people are looking at their relationships and saying, hey, this isn't the relationship for me. And it may be a relationship that has gone on for many, many years. You know, if a relationship is a good one and you're not happy, you may want to look at it with maturity and look beyond. We've already looked at ourselves and we're looking within ourselves right now and we have to be within body, you know, equally in the higher chakras and the lower chakras and balancing. It's all about balance right now. But, you know, we have to be within our body and aware of ourselves, because we can't be aware of what's going on around us and other people around us if we're not aware of ourselves. You know, if we're walking around in total oblivion or oblivious to anything that's going on, how can we really understand people around us? You know, the equinox that happened, you know, it was a great igniting time too. Opening us up to so many things and understanding. And there's been recent solar flares too. I've been seeing a lot of rabbits because, you know, I just let people know who haven't listened to the show before. I talk about animal totems. I am a mystic and I go to other realms, but I also, you know, exist in higher consciousness here, and I go out in nature, and it's, you know, I read what is going on around me. I read into numbers and angelic messages, but also animals, because animals are extensions of us. So if we have understanding, we go and do the journey within, we start to understand what messages we're giving to ourselves through, you know, connection with God, Source, and with animals, because we're all connected, we're all one. Well, I've seen a lot of rabbits lately, and the spirit of jumping forward and taking a great leap forward is really apparent to me. It's all about the connection of ourselves to divine energy. You know, when we are opening up ourselves and, you know, the forehead chakra is opening up and the crown chakra is opening up, that opens us up to knowing and to connect, reconnection with God. We always have that connection. I'm not talking about going to church and prayers. I'm talking about actual connection with the divine being. You know, I was also talking about how humanity is expanding their energy, and we're really one being, and we're all connected to the divine being. You know, I was talking last week about, or a couple weeks ago, I should say, September 22nd, about how the ley lines and the actual energy centers on the earth are shifting. Well, whatever happens in the macrocosm happens in the microcosm, or vice versa. It's going on within humanity. And, you know, the earth is becoming more crystalline, and our structure is becoming more crystalline too. So these ley lines are shifting, so the energy within us are shifting too. I was talking last week also about ruby red fire energy, about that Atlantean energy, and about this energy ignites us to see beyond ourselves and to connect within ourselves to the oneness, okay, and beyond. Energetically, what are you feeling right now? Are you noticing things different about yourself? Are you feeling vibrations all over your body? I've had people contact me and tell me they're starting to feel like this pulsating thing over their body. It's just because the energy is shifting within you. So, you know, I was mentioning too that December 15th, 2014, is when that forehead chakra is opening. And it's not the third eye. And it, you know, the middle forehead chakra has 16 petals, and it has to do with the hypothalamus gland. And last week I was talking about, because of the shift in the energy there, the way the hormones are produced is actually shifted, okay? So this is also the area where the balance is created and takes us out of polarity. So the divine feminine energy actually asserts itself, which just means that instead of being buried and in the subconscious, like dream time and that sort of thing, dream time and awake time become more balanced, or kind of a little bit more the same. There's not so much extreme between them. And like I was saying, it takes us out of polarity into higher consciousness. So actually when humanity starts to open up that forehead chakra, which is not the brow or the third eye, just above that, this is when humanity starts to shift into higher consciousness. So as a collective consciousness, humanity hasn't done that yet. So you imagine what it's going to be like when this happens. And it's going to really be ignited. Well, it's already been ignited, but it's really going to come to full fruition December the 15th. But these eclipses are leading up into something pretty amazing. You know, so in past shows, I've talked about the throat chakra, which opened up in April. And, you know, it's all about the higher chakras very, very soon. And, you know, humanity, I'm talking about people that don't have higher chakras open, have the seven. But once those are ignited, the higher chakras are really going to start to ignite. But the thing is, and expand, it's important that we stay within the body and we balance the energy of all our chakras in our body, you know. And last week I talked about what happens if, you know, you don't open up that forehead chakra, or if it opens too quickly. And so it's important you go back and listen to that show, okay? There's also, I did talk too, you know, I talked about that God hormone, and I talked about the indestructible cell, which has to do with higher consciousness. So when this happens, this upper or this forehead chakra opens, it actually changes the way we take in light. And when we take in light in a different way, it actually changes the frequency that we're at and shifts us into higher consciousness, fifth dimensional consciousness. But also, the upper heart chakra opens up. And I talked on last week's show about a friend of mine who had actually both the upper heart chakra and the, you know, the forehead chakra open up simultaneously. You know, it's about looking at the self right now, releasing energy that we've been holding that have held us back, and expanding past this polaric 3D reality, and going into the universal mind and the reconnection with the oneness. You know, many indigos and crystals, especially, they're totally connected already. And this area, when it opens, the upper part of the forehead chakra, the cosmic universal knowledge, and it's like allows us to flip kind of back and forth into two realities that we're actually in right now, 3D and fifth dimensional consciousness. And also this allows us to have access to knowledge and hidden knowledge. And, you know, this are indicative of that opening of that gateway to allow us to do that. So it's going to be pretty interesting over the next few months with this upper forehead chakra and crown chakra start to open up. So last week, or a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about the forehead and the sinuses and the brow and the teeth and the mouth. Many people are having swelling of the gums, swelling of the face, problems with their sinuses. Anyway, so just be aware that, you know, we take in, you know, white light in the middle part of the forehead chakra. And the lower part is still the blue light, like the third eye is. So this area creates balance. And it also allows us to have that feminine energy balance with the masculine energy. And it helps us be more creative and more perceptive and more understanding. And people that have it open can impart that frequency or that knowledge to others. And it's all about the universal truth and love and being right now. So it even goes to, you know, people that are involved in music and painting and the arts, you know, could very well have this act opened up. And scientists, you know, like Einstein, had understanding beyond this reality. It just means that they've, you know, had that part of themselves opened. There's always been people that have had those open, but not, you know, all of humanity have had every aspect of them open. It's all about focusing on beauty and wonderment and being a visionary right now. It's important not to have it overactive. We have to balance all the frequencies within every chakra, okay? You know, you've heard of people being excessive in life and the obsessive-compulsive sort of thing. If you have this overactive, you could have problems with that. You could have an obsessive, narcissistic love of yourself. And it can take you away from other people. So it's important that we balance everything. And when the upper heart is closed, it tends to hold energy below and not balance it, open it up to the higher centers. And the sexual centers are wide open in some people that don't have their upper heart open because it's more focused on sexual aspect of love than, you know, the divine oneness kind of love. You know, a lot of people talk about Tantra, but, you know, I'm not looking at it as a sexual thing, but if you're going to, you have to balance everything. So if you have your forehead closed, you can disconnect yourself from your physical body. It's important that we stay within the body. So, you know, this forehead chakra is really important right now. You know, that Pisces energy that we went through and that we've been going through, it's opening ourselves to more than ourselves. You know, we go on the inner journey, we learn about ourselves, and we see what we need to see reflected around us. But it's more than who we are. And this, you know, part of the forehead chakra is going to open this up. So it's about balancing our energy. It's about being in the body and a new birthing and balance. And that Libra energy that's going to help with that. In higher consciousness, the lower chakras aren't the focus, okay? It's about all. It's the oneness. It's the all. It's about balance. When the forehead chakra isn't open, the ego can step in and you have that disconnection from other people, but it can also be, you know, really overactive, and the ego could be, would make a person more really into themselves, okay? I know I've talked about psychedelic drugs on the show at times, but I don't recommend them. People have used them in the past to open themselves up to access higher altered states. But when these higher chakras, and especially the forehead chakra opens up, it'll allow for kind of a different type of perception that allows you to see things and connect to source without having to take, you know, or do drugs or anything like that. But, you know, this person that I knew that opened up the upper heart and the forehead chakra simultaneously, it was like, wow, this is just so cool. The colors were amazing, you know, that they were seeing. It's sort of similar, but, you know, when people have always had those centers open, they've never had a need. And it, like I was saying, it has to do with obsessive need and not being able to deal with things and the ego and all that sort of thing. So that's where the energy for that comes from, okay? So it's important that we don't be self-centered and we don't let the ego take over. You know, when this forehead chakra is blocked, it also could allow the ego to take over, because the ego doesn't want the upper chakras to be opened up, because then the state of the ego changes, okay? So let's all put an intention out to have balance within this forehead chakra. And, you know, the lunar eclipse energy, it's a fiery energy, but it's also balanced with the water sign of the, you know, the moon. So let's make an intention that we have balance. And the creative feminine energy is of love and beauty and light. And, you know, the upper heart and the forehead within humanity. It's important that we just go with it. You know, don't resist it, because this energy is happening, okay? It's just part of the process. So this energy I was talking about, this mystical experience with the heart and the forehead chakra, and this feminine balance with the masculine energy, it's time to step it up. You know, this is, we were all about balance at one time. So there's one show a while back that I talked about the feminine creative energy being in the temporal area. And, you know, this is, you know, in Christianity and some of the kind of more ancient religions, they had the symbol of the fish. It's all about the water, but it's also about, you know, the fire energy too. So it's about the sun and the moon. So it's the balance of the energy, and it's transformation, change. And the Scorpio energy, it's about not resisting, just going with the flow. I was talking about the causal emotional body and, you know, the colors and the oneness and that sort of thing, you know, a couple weeks ago too. But it's all about, you know, shifting energy. It's all about flow and the light. You know, the crown chakra, many people have seen, I think it's the upper forehead. There's like the sort of like a halo effect. But with the crown, there's like the light flows up. And some people may find that they actually, when they're walking at night, they see, you know, like it looks like there's a light above their heads. It's kind of a funky thing, but it's just what's happening. So it's about balancing negative energy, the yin, the polaric negative energy, and balancing in the pineal the yang energy, and allowing higher consciousness to happen. I did talk a couple weeks ago about ash blessings to balance energy, but you know, if you have the intention that all your chakras balance, they will balance, because we're manifestors, we're light beings. I'm noticing that, I think it was since Saturday, the energy's really shifted and it's really manifesting a lot quicker. You know, the energy somehow has just picked up. And after October the 23rd, when that solar eclipse happens, it's going to even be more so. When you balance the energy in your forehead chakra, the dark energy doesn't disappear, but it is balanced with the light energy. So there, you know, no problems can happen. It just automatically starts happening. Just anything else? I was, you know, like, oh yeah, the ruby energy. I mentioned it a couple weeks ago too. The ruby has to do with the heart energy. Has to do with the oneness. It goes beyond ourselves. Allows us to become more than ourselves, go into collective consciousness, cosmic consciousness, the we consciousness, Christ consciousness, heart consciousness, however you want to say it. You know, the upper heart allows us to open up to this love and see beyond ourselves. And the throat allows us to speak our truth. You know, the upper forehead chakra and the crown chakra allows us to have the sense of being connected to Source, because we really are, and allows us to see each other and to work together. So we're part of everything. We're not isolated. You know, just it's an illusion that we are isolated. We're not a part of the whole. You know, I was also talking about, you know, there's chakras between the throat and the forehead chakra. You know, like there's different ones in the mouth and the nose. And the nose one allows you to see things in a different way and also beyond self and ego. And when your energy expands, especially past, you know, the throat chakra, it allows us to reconnect with this divineness, the feminine energy. And people are seeing like a new age. It's going beyond just angry people. It's a collective consciousness of love, okay? And it's all about, you know, honoring yourself, loving yourself, honoring the food that you have and the way you handle your body, and the way you take in light even, and balance, and all about the air element and the water, earth, and air signs. You know, you've probably heard about the fifth element, which allows all the elements within us to become balanced, or around us to become balanced. That has something to do with the forehead chakra too. So it's, you know, we were gathering power for the big change, and now it's like we're accelerating again. So, you know, this push-pull polaric energy that humanity's had for so long is shifting. Pretty soon, people are going to see a big difference. And you know, the new moon ignited some changes this past new moon. Well, this solar eclipse that's coming up is really going to make some big changes, but this lunar eclipse is pretty amazing too. You know, some people have said to me recently they didn't know that they could be this happy. They didn't realize that they weren't happy. This is the fruition stage where what we've put out or what we've been starting for so long and we've been birthing for so long is starting to come. It's seeing life in wonderment and love and opening up that love to a higher level beyond, you know, 3D type of love for sure. The creative infinite energy is opening us all to this, okay? This moon, this feminine energy that's happening right now has something to do with the Shekinah energy. You know, the fire energy and the feminine moon energy. So, October the 23rd, the angels of fire will step in and open us up to something that the Shekinah energy, this connection with God energy, and the balance of the feminine energy that hasn't been around for over 2,000 years. The equinox that happened September 22nd was a divine gateway. And some gateways are being shut down and some were reopening. And like when that energy was sitting there and gathering up for us to have the energy to open up this forehead chakra, you know, it was really felt by a lot of people. So this is an intense time. Energy was building up. Now the energy is opening up. And there's a whole new round of transformation happening, and many people are purging. I've seen people literally throwing up for no reason lately, but I think that's just a manifestation of release of it at a, actually cellular level. There's an intense acceleration, you know, especially between, I'm trying to think if it was the 22nd to January of 2015. The Jupiter energy has helped us break through, and the Libra is helping us balance things. We've had a lot of Leo energy too. So it's all about just focusing in the moment and knowing that we can get through this, okay? It's about speaking truth. It's about new beginnings. It's about balance. And, you know, wanting to just be that balance, to be that energy that's going to open us up to all this. It's time to take back control. And right now it's speeding up, and we needed that energy to collect within us to be able to deal with this acceleration. You know, there's the water energy signs, and there's the you know, the fire that's going on right now, and that helps balance that ascension energy within us. We're more than a physical body, but we're ascending in a physical body right now. This is the first time as a collective that humanity has ascended together as a collective. And by ascension, I mean that the energy within us is expanding. Okay, so that's what it means. With all these different things going on, you know, all these different eclipses, equinoxes, full moon, different energies that, you know, I've been talking about off and on, they're just reflections of what's really going on within us, okay? Just so, like I was saying before, it's all about balance. You know, the Aquarius energy is what's stepping up right now. And that's the water energy. And the, you know, the Pisces energy was what was. But there's an overlap right now. We're going from one age into the other. But it's not so much the importance of that energy change as knowing that this expansion is happening, but it's also happening, you know, in the cosmos too. It's happening at a cellular level within us. So I keep getting the number 17 too, and that's a magical number. Kept seeing that number too. Okay, so what are we doing as a collective right now? Let me just see if there's anybody that has any questions. My computer seems to be kind of slow tonight for some reason. I've got about 15 more minutes. So what are we doing as a collective? As a collective, we've decided to expand. And, you know, we've had the experience of 3D and polarity, and we've learned from it. I was just talking about people logging in and people logging out. There's no callers that I can see at the moment. I think there was one person, but they were just listening in. The number, again, is 646-200-4169. And I'm Diane Buchberger, and the show is Fifth Dimensional Living. We're talking about what is going on energetically within humanity right now. You know, you hear people talking about different ages, and recently, I guess, a lot of these different ages have kind of come to an end, and there's kind of been a new beginning. It just seems like all this is happening, you know, at the same time, and there's never been a period of time where this has really happened. So, you know, you probably heard about people talking about the end of time. Well, really, time is an illusion. Everything, when we exist at a time and space in the moment, things happen kind of at one point instead of, you know, like in a line. Like that is just to allow us to be able to, in a polaric reality, see things, okay? It's created by the ego, and it just has actually just to have problems with how do I say? Maybe the word problem isn't a good thing. To be aware of who we really are, okay? To be put it bluntly. It's taken us and allowed us to build up layers and to not really be aware of who we are and what we can do. So it's you know, some people say right now, well, this is a time where there could be a lot of chaos. It's just how you see things. You know, we could, but it could be at a time where everything ignites and allows us to even propel even further in this kind of ascension of energy and allow us to expand. We just have to see beyond this. Okay, so, you know, you're seeing all these different wars going on and people getting upset and all the other things that are going on, illnesses and people doing things. It's just kind of a diversion. It's because people aren't aware who they really are. You know, I was talking about crystalline energy and the ley lines, and even you've heard about beings coming to the earth now that are called crystal children, right? And they've come with 12 strands of DNA, and they expand to another 12 for 144 strands of DNA. Well, humanity is actually expanding and recreating what they had originally. And these children are just the template of what is coming, okay? So it's all about recreating right now. It's all about, you know, when you put out a palette or a canvas and you start coloring it, you're recreating things the way you see it. But when we ascend or we expand our energy, we're recreating within ourselves. The magnetic grid, you may have heard, is part of this 3D reality, but it's shifting and letting go. And the crystalline energy is becoming more of what we will experience here. And it allows us to see things in a totally different way. It allows even our minds to see things in a different way. And the energy that we have within us allows us to see things in a different way. So if we have all our energy balanced in our chakras, and especially the forehead chakra opened up, and we're balancing, this is where the sense of knowing and connection to source starts to happen. So once we have that reality open to us and we become aware of it, and we become aware that we're light-loving beings, we see things in a totally different way. Okay, that's basically what I'm saying. So this collective consciousness is happening. Ascension collective consciousness is happening right now, and we're expanding and building up that energy, and the divine purpose of who we really are and why we're existing is going to become more and more apparent to people. It's like we're going through a developmental stage, learning to know who we are. You know, instead of hiding parts of ourselves that we split from ourselves because of polarity, we're becoming aware of it, okay? So once you're aware of yourself and you're aware of things around you, you don't see yourself separate or different. Well, there is still individuality, but, you know, you don't look at a person as somebody who's a threat. Okay, so, you know, September 22nd, the equinox, October 5th to the 26th is the Mercury retrograde, where we look at things and we start to see, you know, how has the ego affected us? You know, when this forehead chakra opens up, the ego will be under control to some degree, and the way we see things in material ways will shift. October the 8th, you know, this lunar eclipse is happening. It's going to open us up to more understanding and ignite us and create balance. You know, it's showing that this is happening, and, you know, it's showing that this is happening, you know, beyond the throat into the face. It's reflected in our bodies right now. October 23rd will be the new moon total eclipse, and we'll have more clarity and ability to understand and redirect our lives. It's all been an intense time. It's been a build-up to a lot of energy, and you know, people, it's important that we don't push. We just allow it to change and to happen. So when you, you know, before you go to bed tonight, look at your life. Look at how you've seen things. Look how you've, what is the meaning of things or people or anything in your life? How can you change it? What is this lunar eclipse? You know, I see, too, that this lunar eclipse is going to shift something. It's actually showing a shift within ourselves, okay, and how we're seeing things differently. And it's opening our eyes. When that, you know, eclipse happens and, you know, it pops out and it comes out of the eclipse, We have a different understanding and a different awareness. Something to do with adrenal glands and how we deal with stress, okay? And, you know, I've talked on the show, too, about healing of water. And, you know, a lot of water in the earth is polluted or not very healthy right now. I'm putting an intention out that, you know, when we heal within ourselves and we release a lot within ourselves, it'll be mirrored around us. And we take care of ourselves and what goes on within our bodies. We take care of the earth. This Shekinah energy, this God energy the balance of the masculine feminine within, mirrored within the, you know, the forehead chakra that's expanding. You know, this energy has not been on this planet for eons, okay? And this is an amazing time. It's important that we be grateful. And, you know, there's supposed to be four blood moons coming with lunar eclipses. And there's one that happened in April and the one that's happening, you know, tomorrow or wherever you are right now. These are some pretty intense times. We're being shown it. And the feminine energy great release is going to be happening October 23rd with the, you know, really stepping forward and balancing with this masculine energy. You know, I was talking about that, you know, Aries energy with this full moon. And a lot of people are looking at it and saying, ooh, this is, you know, this worst is yet to come. You know, we are still in a 3D reality, so we have a choice, okay? I see it as the best is yet to come, okay? And you may notice a sense of speeding up of time now because we went through a period of time where things were kind of, there was a lull for a little while again. But that's going to step up. You know, the Aries energy and this Uranus conjunct the south node of the moon in the lunar eclipse, there's a lot of energy going on. I could go and read it all, but I know, you know, like if you're really interested, you can go look it up. But there's so much, there's trines going on. Uranus with Mars and trines Jupiter. And it just seems like these trines are happening at these intense times. So what does that mean? It just means that it is showing that these alignments are a whole bunch of different energies working together. But it's basically what's going on within us, okay? Mercury in 2 degrees Scorpio retrograde, you know, that happened on Saturday. You know, that's pretty intense energy too. But it's all being balanced with some Libra energy. You know, this Mercury retrograde times are times when we have to do or we can choose to do a lot of reflecting. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, when the Mercury retrograde happens, everything starts to fall apart. Well, it only happens, especially when people think that, but also when you're not doing reflective thinking. This is a time where, I think it happens 3 times a year, where we go within ourselves. This is what it's reflective of. It's a time that we're being given to look within ourselves, to actually embrace that feminine energy that's been cloistered inside of there. And each time that we do it and we learn from it, it actually, we create a release within ourselves. So it's about that inner journey, getting to go within. And we're going through that right now. So make the choice to meditate, to go within, to look within yourself and get rid of some of the karma. What are your new solutions? What is your power? Are you looking within yourself? You know, a lot of people will look at Mercury retrograde and look at themselves and go, oh, this is wrong with me and that's wrong with me. It has nothing to do with that. Actually, things often that we think are our weaknesses are actually our strengths, especially in 3D reality, because there's a distortion, right? So maybe there's something about yourself that you do. You know, maybe you focus too much on work. You're consumed with money. But maybe it just means that that forehead chakra is partially blocked. So allow yourself to flow the energy within your body. and open that part of yourself up. That's it. That's if you want to. So it's about evolution. It's about awareness. It's about awakening. It's about, you know, a double awakening, actually, because, you know, the energy we have right now is the Mercury retrograde and the eclipse. It's two things that are allowing us, you know, it's like, you know, two eyeballs opening up simultaneously. You know, like I was saying, that person opened up their forehead and their heart at the same time. It's, you know, like a double blessing, okay? Mercury in Sagittarius, Saturn in Scorpio. You know, that energy is pretty heavy. Mars in Sagittarius, you know, truth energy, strong. You know, people see it as warlike energy, but it's digging to the truth. You know, so it's time that we can really go deep within ourselves. They could be insane times, or they could be times of great perception and understanding. And I choose to put an intention out that humanity feel times of intense blessing and understanding, okay? So don't rush from the energy. And allow yourself just to flow with it. Don't try to think. Try to connect to the oneness. You know, in 3D, we learn to be separate selves and to have understanding of the intenseness of emotion, you know, extremes, basically. And now that we've learned from that, we can use it to propel us and to have greater depth of feeling, but with balance, okay? So it's all about the balance, the Libra, the evolutionary path. It's not about sacrifice. It's about sometimes compromising and working together and seeing that we can be more than just the self. And it's not about the insanity of humanity. I didn't mean to rhyme there. It's about ascending in a physical body. It's not about the third eye and trying to, you know, find out information about people. It's about opening up to the knowing, to the real, true connection to source energy and all creative energy. You know, the air sign, the breathing. It's about breathing and taking in. So when you're meditating and you're learning more about yourself, focus on your breathing. It's about balance and breathing of the Libra. And don't forget about the lower chakras. I know a lot of people, they get all carried away with the higher chakras. It's important, total balance everywhere. You know, breathing in and breathing out and allowing the energy to flow up and down through your stuff, you know, through yourself. You know, the Grand Cross in April and all the different things that happened in April and those eclipses were also times of great change and taking us and allowing us to go from the physical body into more of the true form, or, you know, a shift in physical, okay? And it's now about the fire, the igniting, to opening up within ourselves to great understanding, great love, and to that connection with God, okay? It's about trust. It's about giving. You know, we can make the choice to have great revelation or to have great revolution. And revolution may mean something pretty wonderful. But also, you know, going on beyond revolution, you know, in the form of war or that Mars energy, we can go way beyond that. So I'll just leave it at that. There's a lot to think about, and there's a lot going on, but think about it as a time of great revealing, time of great inner understanding, but also reaching out to other people and, You know, in fifth dimensional consciousness, there's no judging. When you see somebody who is, you know, lashing out or fighting and that sort of thing, it's seen as imbalance. Okay, it's not. It seems sort of like somebody that's not well. But in 3D consciousness, it's not seen that way sometimes, you know. So it's all about shifting your perception about not thinking from the mind or thinking from ego or thinking from the materialistic 3D kind of form of thinking. It's thinking beyond that. It doesn't mean that you can't materialize and you know, have things that you want, but there's not the major focus on those things anymore, you know, and, you know, stabbing your neighbor in the back to get a buck, okay? It's like everybody is important. The self is important. We love each other, and we love the self, and we take care of the self and each other. And it's all reflected in that great, beautiful energy from the divine energy that we all come from. So anyway, good night, and I will maybe see some of you or talk to some of you next Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Have a wonderful, revealing October the 8th sunrise lunar eclipse, okay? Happy revealing. Much love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your hearts and minds always be open to experiencing a greater world.